grip me, tease me, whip me, taunt me, poke me, scratch me, choke me, pin me down and pull my hair, bound and strap me to a chair.
This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's horror with a W, brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios. Welcome back, little waffle sticks, and happy Thanksgiving. Okay, yeah, I know Thanksgiving was yesterday, but I pretty much celebrate Thanksgiving for an entire week. It is a week-long affair in my mind. I don't know about you, but that is the way to do the holidays. I'm obsessed with holidays. I love the holidays. Anything that gives me a reason to drink or eat, mostly eat, alcohol and me don't get along too well, but you know, I'm not opposed to it. Shout out to my girl Mo and my boy Graham for buying me tequila shots on Thanksgiving Eve, and shout out to the $4 Patron shots, guys. $4 hairs when you're not in a city. So save your money. Don't live in a city. But yeah, shout out to you guys for getting me wickedy, wickedy wasted on Thanksgiving Eve. And yeah, then I went to work the next day. So here we are. And then I ate so much food. If you guys don't know, I literally love food probably more than sex. Hence the sex and waffles. It's a really tough call in my life. But I think if it came down to it, and I was hungry and horny, I don't know, sex and food just go together, so it's really hard to make a choice. But if someone was like, you're going to die right now if you don't choose between sex and food, I would totally choose food. Like 100%. Unless it was shitty food. But like, what if you have shitty sex and then you die? That sucks. If it was good sex and then I died, I might choose that. But, you know, that's a really tough call. And I really hope I'm never put in that situation. That would really, would not be good. Would not be good, guys. Ugh, so foods, pies over guys. That's the way to do it. And, you know, speaking of the holidays and food, I don't understand why everyone makes such a big deal out of the holidays, and for couples, like, the holidays are a make-it-or-break-it time. Like, I really just do not understand this. Like, you gotta go to their house for Thanksgiving, they gotta come to your house for Thanksgiving, you gotta switch off holidays. Maybe if you're married, I guess it's different, or, like, if you have a kid, the grandparents obviously want to see their grandchild and celebrate. That's different. Even if you've been dating for years, I still don't get it. I don't think, like, Thanksgiving is probably a holiday I will never spend at someone else's house, because I love it so much and it is the most perfect holiday. It's centered around food. Me and my family just cook all day and it's great. And honestly, I don't think I can perform in bed on Thanksgiving. There was one year I was dating someone during the holidays, and I think we had 3 Thanksgivings. Granted, I got really, really high in between. So, you know, I had some good munchies for second Thanksgiving. But I was also disappointed because the food was not as good as my Thanksgiving. And I'm really picky about Thanksgiving food. And that's the other thing. Like, you go to other people's families and they have different foods, different traditions. You got to make room for all their food. And in between, I think it was, we went to my parents in the morning and then their parents in the evening. And I think I tried to fuck in between. And like, it was really difficult because food over sex. Again, like, I don't get laid on holidays because I eat on holidays. Like, on my birthday this year, I literally ate a cake by myself, and it was probably one of the most magical moments of my life. And I just love food that much. And I don't physically think, like, a dick could fit in me on Thanksgiving. Like, I am filled to the brim with cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, turkey, like, I am stuffed And I don't know if I can handle some, like, double stuffed on that day. Like, I just don't know if I can handle sex on Thanksgiving, which is why I don't think you should spend holidays with your significant others. Unless your family sucks or, like, your family's far away. Okay, totally get it then, because also traveling during the holidays is absolutely horrible, and I hate traveling during the holidays. You know, it's a real catch-22. But if you're, I don't know, like, if you your families are close and, like, you don't need to go to theirs, like, you have a close family or you like going to your family's Thanksgiving, I don't understand going to Thanksgivings. We're, like, denying yours entirely. The other thing is, do you, like, I don't feel meeting anyone's parents during the holidays, like, if you've never met them before, I don't feel that meeting someone's parents during the holidays is a good way to go. Like, moms put a lot of pressure on holidays, guys, and then you want to bring, like, some dude or name that bitch home to the sacred family holidays when your mom is just trying to, like, get her shit together and use the fine china. I feel like if you're not, like, super serious about the person, like, they should not meet your parents during Thanksgiving. Plus, like, I don't want to be evaluated while on my favorite holiday. Like, the thought of, like, having to meet someone's parents during Thanksgiving and, like, be evaluated, like, you know you're being judged. Like, even if moms are nice, dads are nice, like, you know they're like, okay, like, we gotta evaluate this girl. Maybe this is just how I think, maybe this is not how it is, but until I'm a parent with a child that brings someone home to Thanksgiving, you know, then I'll decide on that. But I eat a lot. I eat a lot on Thanksgiving, and, like, my family does it buffet style where you can get, like, as much food as you want because I'm a fat ass and they know they have to feed me. But, like, for other people's families, like, someone will serve them or they give you, like, a certain portion and then you're just, like, starving. And I feel like Thanksgiving is not the day to be like, oh, I need more, because they probably only cooked a certain amount of food. And then what are you supposed to do? Fuck in their house? You can't even fuck in there. Like, everything about meeting parents on Christmas or Thanksgiving, I just think is wrong. I just think it's so wrong. And I think that it should be avoided at all costs. Unless, again, you have some, like, familial issues and you need to get through them. But everyone has, like, such a hard time being single during the holidays. It is true, though, like, when you're single at the holidays and everyone else brings, like, a significant other. Like, I have three older sisters. They all bring their significant others. One of them is married. She obviously brings her husband. It's totally fine. Love it. I say you shouldn't bring other people, but, like, I love having my sister's significant others on our family Thanksgiving. Like, I fucking love it. I love who they're dating. I love them being a part of the family. Like, it's super fun to have them. And, but, like, I'm always, like, alone, and that's fine with me. But over the years, it's been, like, it's settled down. But, you know, there's so many times you get the questions of, like, why are you single? Why aren't you dating anyone? Where's your boyfriend? Why aren't you having kids? Or, like, I just had sex in a bathroom last week. Like, I'm not an eligible parent right now. I don't even think I could handle having kids right now. Like, that is, you know, when you're still having sex in bathrooms and libraries, like, you're probably not ready to have kids yet. But then again, I want to be, like, one of those parents that totally has sex in the bathroom. And, like, all those memes about, like, parents pre-gaming, like, their child's football games or something, like, yeah. Like, can we have a wine juice box at the soccer game with little Timmy? That sounds great to me. Sounds super fun, super great. But I think the best way to survive the holidays when you're single and all your family members, or even, like, it's even sometimes I think it's worse when you're in a relationship too, because then people are like, oh, when are you getting married? Where is your boyfriend? Why don't you guys have kids? And it's, like, the same set of questions, except it's more derogatory because now you have someone. And my grandmother used to always ask me, like, why are you single? I don't know, Grandma, because I can't make him stay. Turns out people don't like the color crazy and they run away from it. It's ridiculous. Either way, like, if you're single, it's, like, the only way that you can make your family happy during the holidays is if you're, like, married with a kid. And they're like, okay, wow, you're doing it. Like, even, like, in college, my grandma would be like, so why aren't you married? Why don't you have a boyfriend? Why does no one like you? I'm like, grandma, I don't fucking know. Men do not like strong, confident women. We're really scary, and they know that, and they don't want to bring me home to their family because they're like, this bitch will scare my mom. Then my mom will know I'm a tiny little beta. She needs to know I'm a dominant man. You know, like, men just, they don't want to bring me home to the holidays. Maybe that's why I'm so opposed to it. Because they also, like, anyone who has dated me or is dating me, they know how I eat. And they're like, my mom cannot be, have this beast in her household who will just eat all of her food and destroy all my hopes and dreams of my mom having a dainty little daughter-in-law. Like, they know. Like, they know this. And I don't find it insulting. But my grandma literally every time during the holidays would be like, why are you single? Why are you not getting married? What happened to that other guy? Grandma, I made that guy up so you would stop asking me about guys. Or, like, I'd fuck someone really cool. And she'd be like, oh my God, so, like, how are the men in your life? And I'd be like, oh, grandma, I'm dating this naval engineer. And he's, like, a really good-looking man, super successful. He makes a lot of money. And she'd be like, oh my God, good. Good thing he makes money because he should marry for money and not love. That was her life advice, guys. Marry for money, not love, because love doesn't last, and money does. Does it, though? Does it? So if you're fucking someone cool, you can always make someone up. That's another really good way to survive the holidays, is just, like, and when your family members ask you if you're dating anyone, you're like, oh, actually, so I'm dating Chad Michael Murray, you know. He was a 90s TV star. It's fine. We really get along well. They don't know. Aunt Dan, she doesn't know. Aunt Danny, you know, Aunt Danielle. Aunt Dan, she does not know about Chad Michael Murray or, like, Channing Tatum, Andy Samberg. Like, you know, pick someone young. Like, pick a young actor or actress or something, whatever, and tell your parents you're dating them. Or, like, yeah, someone who's, like, under the radar and no one really knows about them yet. And then if they go big, you'd be like, oh my God, I dated him. You know, you just gotta really strategize during the holidays. And, you know, when in doubt, start a fight with someone else in your family. Just really manipulate the situation in your favor. I used to do this a lot when my grandma would, like, ask me questions or she would say something that I didn't like. I would always kind of, like, pin it on my sisters. If you don't have siblings, that just sucks. Pin it on a cousin, your father, I don't know. But I would, like, make it about them instead of about me. And, like, one year, I remember my grandma, she was a very Republican lady, but she was, like, really opposed that my sister voted for Obama. And my sister was like, I am a lesbian woman. Like, obviously, I voted for Obama. And, you know, that's my favorite part about the holidays, is just watching people lose their fucking minds. You get 12 family members in a room, shit is about to go down. And I love it. I live for it. I hate drama. But really, that's the way to get around it. Just pin it on someone else. And then everyone will forget that you are single and you don't have kids yet. Like, and if they care that much, just be like, you know what? I am self-partnered and I really like myself and my dreams and my goals. And I don't really want to be with anyone right now. Definitely not an acceptable answer, but, you know, they might accept it one day. They might accept that being single is an alternative lifestyle. Just kidding. It's literally a normal lifestyle and more people should accept it. And there is nothing wrong with being single and doing whatever the fuck you want for the holidays. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate Santa because he's gonna find you. And guys, the holidays are such a fun time of year. Everyone's in a good mood. And it's cuffing season, so, like, a lot of people are getting laid. You know, when in doubt, just cuff someone for the holidays and then break up with them. That, though, I think is the worst thing in the world. Like, cuffing season and, like, bringing your cuff to the holidays? Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not. Get out. Never going to happen. Don't break up with me. Don't start to date me during the holidays. It's a horrible, horrible thing to do to someone. But, guys, I think you know, if you're in a relationship, don't feel pressured to go to their Thanksgiving or their Christmas. Just do what you want to do. And if they don't invite you, like, I also don't understand, like, when people get so insulted if they're not invited. They're like, you didn't invite me to Thanksgiving. What if they see their family, like, once a year and they're, like, all back together and they just want to, like, hang out as a family? Like, you're dating them. You are probably seeing them more often than once a year. I mean, sometimes distance gets in the way. But, like, why don't you just let them be a family for, like, a night and have their own holidays if it's something that's, like, really special to them? Like, don't get insulted about it. Don't be overdramatic about the fact that you didn't get invited to, like, the one time a year that, like, their whole family is around. Also, again, that literally sounds horrible. Like, let me be surrounded by your entire family, including your grandparents and your aunts that, like, unless we're getting married, I don't need to know them. Unless they're a large part of your life, I don't need to know them. Like, it's okay. It's okay not to know every family member. It's probably better. It's literally probably better for you. But that's all I have for you guys. You don't have to be single during the holidays. You can be dating whoever you want to. You can bring whoever you want to home. But if they don't invite you, don't get insulted. And remember, you can always tell Aunt Susie that you fucked in a bathroom last week and your feet stuck to the floor. Do you really want your grandkid being born of stale alcohol? I mean, I know Jesus was born in a manger, but we don't need to be doing that in 2019. So celebrate the holidays, guys. Happy holidays. That's it for this week, guys. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I am at The Real Sex and Waffles, and my personal account is at NYSTROHJ. I hope you stuffed your fucking faces this week, and I hope you got stuffed. Stay hard.